the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Today is December 21st, and we are getting closer and closer to Christmas Day. I have a special guest with me today on the Advent Podcast, and she is going to introduce us to another name of Jesus, so that in our pursuit of trying to understand just who is Jesus, we can learn a little bit more about who he is. So, special guest, I would love for you to tell me, what is your name?
Maggie.
And what grade are you in, Maggie?
Third grade.
What are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Reading the Bible with my family before we open the presents.
So is that something that happens on Christmas Day? And you guys read the Nativity story together then?
We pick a story. Usually the story we read the last year before this year, we pick the next story.
Got it. So you kind of like rotate through and kind of like change every year. I like that. That's a beautiful tradition. Now, you have a name of Jesus that you are going to talk to us about today. What is that name?
Messiah and Christ.
Messiah and Christ. All right, so Miss Maggie, tell us, what does the name Messiah or the Christ, what does it mean? When people heard that name back in the day, what were they understanding about that? What did it mean?
The anointed one.
The anointed one.
Which is kind of like the chosen one.
That's exactly right. In the Old Testament particularly, and in Jewish life and culture, when something was chosen, whether it was a sacrifice or a person, you will see again and again it has this moment of anointing someone, and they would use oil, and you know where they'd put it?
On your forehead.
That's right. And so he is telling Christ, we are seeing that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the chosen one. Maggie, tell us a little bit about, where is this name, Messiah or Christ? Where is this referenced?
Daniel 9:25.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
It talks about Daniel's vision of an anointed prince who will save the people from their sins.
So this is kind of, I think, one of the first times that we see this concept being introduced in Daniel 9, right? Can you imagine hearing that news for the first time? Here you are, you're living under Old Testament law, you're having to make sacrifices all of the time, and it's exhausting, and you hear that someday the Messiah is going to come, and he is going to take away your sins once and for all. You won't need these sacrifices anymore. That would be like the most beautiful thing. My heart would be full of such anticipation. Now we know we have the Messiah, and we're talking today about how it's Jesus. So, Miss Maggie, can you tell us a story from the Bible that shows us how Jesus, his name is true? Why he has this name? How did he get this name, Christ and Messiah?
In Matthew 1:18-25, the angel told Joseph that Mary would give birth to a son that would save the people from their sins.
That's exactly right. And so he would come, he would be the Messiah, he would fulfill it, right? And he would save the people from their sins. Can you tell me about a time in your life, Maggie, or a time in your family's life when you have seen that Jesus is the Messiah?
When I asked him into my heart, he forgave my sins.
Mm-hmm. And so you have now seen, because you've placed your trust in Jesus Christ, that he is your Messiah, right? That he has come into your life and he is the one that has saved you, and he has closed this gap of your sins between you and God. And by his life that he lived perfect, and his death and his burial and his resurrection, and now he's sitting at the right hand of God, and he has shown us that he is the Messiah, that he is Christ, he is the chosen one in order to bring you back into relationship with God. I think that is absolutely beautiful. And so I want to read a little bit from Matthew, that verse that you just said. I'm going to read that passage, which is our Advent passage for the day. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being just a man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Maggie, what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
He died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. That's your favorite thing. So he paid the price for your sins, right? And he stood in that gap for you in salvation. Maggie, I was wondering if you could close us in prayer for today.
Dear Lord, I just hope that everybody gets to go to church and learn more about God every time we go to church. And I hope that we all don't get sick and we all get to go to church and praise God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Maggie, can you close us by wishing all of our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.